This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. On Monday, May 25th, a black man was unjustly killed by law enforcement officials after police officer kneeled on his neck for 7 minutes, suffocating him. Now justice is being demanded and Christian leaders are leading the charge. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-u.
A black man named George Floyd died Monday, May 25th in Minneapolis following his arrest. Police issued a statement Tuesday saying that Floyd had a medical incident during the arrest, but a video of the arrest reveals an officer kneeling on Floyd's neck for 7 minutes, despite Floyd already being handcuffed. Floyd lost consciousness, but before he did, he can be heard saying repeatedly, "I can't breathe." The video of the arrest has gone viral, prompting an FBI investigation into the fatal encounter. 4 police officers have been fired as a result of Floyd's death, and Christian leaders are demanding justice. Dr. Tony Evans wrote, "My heart breaks to witness yet another senseless loss of life. As believers in Christ, we must band together across racial lines to ensure justice is righteously served and a new environment for safety, equity, and healing can be established." Pastor Jensen Franklin likewise called for justice and praised the FBI for investigating the incident. "Good the FBI is investigating the officers involved with the death of George Floyd. But let's be clear, this should not happen in America to begin with. Enough is enough. The investigation should be expeditious, thorough, impartial, and justice must be done." Bible teacher Jackie Hill Perry condemned the act as murder in a tweet she posted Tuesday, saying, "Imagine how dark your heart must be to place your knee on a handcuffed man's neck, hear him say, 'I can't breathe' multiple times, and yet continue to watch him suffocate under the weight of your body. This is wicked. This is murder." And Tony Suarez, vice president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, said, "This is indefensible. Our nation needs a revival of compassion and respect for human life." Pray for George Floyd's family, friends, and community as they mourn his death, and pray that justice will be carried out in both this situation and in the all too common other situations like it. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it on the Charisma Connection podcast. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.